Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and then Dimitri Encore in
Everywhere You Look.
And dangerously local, Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Also the same on the River Talk Radio Network, live 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. That is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. And then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And that's 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., slightly different time, on the on Big Willie and also the River Talk Radio Network. Give me 1 second here. Still have a remnants of a cough, but for the most part, it's pretty much over. By the way, when I was ill and still coming on the show here, because I can't stand calling off. I can't stand not being on the air when I have a show. The idea of me calling in sick or whatever is just abhorrent to me. I would be almost on my deathbed before I would call in sick. So I was a trooper and came on and did the show, even though I was having all sorts of just annoying cough and cold stuff. Nothing bad, just stupid crap. And I cannot thank you enough for all the cards and letters. Get well, Dimitri. We're pulling for you. All of that stuff. The gift cards, the cash, especially the cash. Thank you all so very much. It was quite touching. I can't get over how many cards and letters I got about, you know, get well, and here's a little thing to tide you over, you know, $500 gift card to Sheets or whatever to buy gas for the next 10 years. It was all very nice stuff. I appreciate it. And I'm still not quite well. So, you know, you want to send a few more get well cards with some gift cards or ideally cash. That would be fine, too. I would not object. I would not object. And I appreciate the kindness. I really do. You can also see the show today, in addition to hearing it on our app and on the radio stations. You can also see it. We're doing a live stream today on Facebook. It is the River Network Facebook page. You go there, you click that, and it's like, hi, how you doing? And you can also leave comments. You can also call in 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. So I mentioned to you before about the kind of power and influence that Israel has over our government. And this one by Tucker Carlson, this audio clip, is really, I think, quite telling. So let me just play that one here for you. There we go.
War, such as it was with Iran, the U.S. and Israel versus Iran, bombing on all sides. During that short conflict, IDF officers in the Pentagon, foreign military officers in the Pentagon, by the way, they're not the only foreign military officers in the Pentagon, to be clear. There are NATO officers, they're from other countries, you know, British, but there are a bunch of Israeli Defense Force officers in the Pentagon that week. And during that week, ask anyone who works at the Pentagon, they enraged American Pentagon staff by just barging into meetings, giving orders, making demands, and nobody did anything about it. How can a foreign military officer barge into military headquarters, even if invited, but barge into a meeting and start demanding, we want this, we want that, you need to get on this? Huh? The more you allow that kind of deeply unhealthy behavior, the more you're going to get. And that's exactly what has happened. Because of the weakness of our leaders, we have incited predators in a foreign country to take advantage of us. Oh, that's such an anti-Israel thing to say. It's not anti-Israel at all. It's a demand that the people whose job it is, whose sacred duty it is to defend and represent us, our leaders, both at the Pentagon and all throughout the U.S. government, that they do that, that they stand up and defend us against all potential threats, against all foreign countries to the extent they need to, and that they do not prostrate themselves before a foreign nation. That's just basic. Why have a government? especially a strong government, if it's taking orders from another weaker government. And that is the state of play. And it has been for a very long time. And they're not even pretending.
Yeah, they really aren't. That Epstein Files thing, my God. All right, next. This is one of the most bizarre stories I've read in quite a while. And it's really awkward. I don't know quite how to go about this. Because ultimately, a human being died. That's bad. But the rest of the story is really intriguing and could cause all sorts of completely inappropriate jokes. And again, I've got to walk a fine line, as I do every day. I walk up right up to the edge and then typically go over. I've got to be especially careful with this one because there's so many moving parts to this thing, even though none involve arms and legs. Here's the story. I'm reading this from Channel 7. The headline is actually accurate. A quadruple amputee cornhole champion accused of murder after fatal shooting. Yeah, you heard right. Don't stare at your dashboard. I'm not in your car. I'm here at the radio station. Okay. A professional cornhole player. First off, who knew there were professional cornhole players? I did not even know this. I had no idea. This professional cornhole player, a Dayton James Weber, known for competing in the American Cornhole League as a quadruple amputee, has been charged in connection with a fatal shooting in Maryland. This guy, Weber, Dayton James Weber, is accused of shooting and killing another man during an argument inside a vehicle. Now, mind you, this guy is a quadruple amputee who is a cornhole champion. Weber lost his limbs to a bacterial infection as an infant, and later gained attention as the first quadruple amputee to compete in the American Cornhole League. And I know what you're thinking. There's actually a league for cornhole? Are you kidding me? I had no idea. Honestly, this story is just so intriguing to me. Again, can't lose sight of the fact that a human being has died. The charge is murder. This is very serious stuff. But there's so many other elements to this story. I had no idea, I swear to you, I had no idea there was a league for cornhole, the American Cornhole League. I can't even comprehend, I try to wrap my mind around this. Police officers were flagged down late one evening. Investigators say two witnesses reported they were sitting in the back seat of a car when Weber, who was driving, mind you, this guy has no arms or legs. He's a cornhole champion. He is driving. When Weber, who was driving, shot the front seat passenger during an argument. He allegedly shot him. The man has no arms or legs. Do you see there's so many different elements to this story that you're trying to wrap your mind around all of this going, how is this even possible that there's an American Cornhole League, let alone all the other stuff? Here's where it gets interesting. This guy, Weber, the guy with no arms or legs, who is a cornhole champion in the American Cornhole League, who drives, who was accused of shooting someone. He has no arms, no legs. How'd he pull the trigger with his nose? I don't know. So Weber then supposedly pulls over near, and I'm not making this up, Radio Station Road in Maryland. Radio Station Road. We should name High Ridge here, Radio Station Road. I think it'd be great. Anyway, and he asks the witnesses to help remove the victim from the car. I guess he needs help because, well, he has no arms or legs. The witnesses refused. They got out and they left the scene. So now try to picture this. A man with no arms or legs who competes in the American Cornhole League, who drives, who allegedly shot someone, now has a dead body in his vehicle, and he needs help getting it out because he has no arms or legs. But these other two guys leave the vehicle. So now what's he going to do? Cops say that Weber drove away, again, without arms or legs, with the victim still inside the vehicle. So they're now looking for him. A couple hours later, someone says, they call 911 and they report a body in a yard. A yard. The cops responded and identified the victim. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police obtained a warrant for Weber's arrest. His vehicle was later found in Virginia. He was at a hospital where he was seeking treatment for a medical issue. I can't even imagine what the medical issue is, but chances are it had nothing to do with his arms or legs because he doesn't have any. After the hospital released Weber, he was arrested and charged as a fugitive from justice. Wasn't there a show called The Fugitive? He was looking for a guy with a missing arm. Kind of a cosmic coincidence, I would say. Investigators say he will face charges including first-degree murder, second-degree murder, and related offenses. I don't know why it would be first-degree murder and second-degree murder. Make up your minds. And other charges. Did I mention the guy has no arms or legs? You would have assumed, well, he couldn't have gotten very far. But apparently he did, all the way to Virginia. It's the damnedest story I've ever seen. It's one of the damnedest stories. Again, I'm sorry a guy's dead. I really am. But the American Cornhole League, that might be the most interesting part of this entire story. Anyway, so there's that. All right, fine. I've got some more audio clips here for you. If you've just joined us, some exciting news the media is not really talking about, but I'll share this with you. President Trump made the announcement, and we're also terribly excited here.
We've won this. This war has been won. The only one that likes to keep it going is the fake news. I mean, the New York Times, you read the New York Times, it's like, we're not winning a war where they have no Navy and they have no Air Force and they have no nothing. And we literally have planes flying over Tehran and other parts of their country. They can't do a thing about it. For instance, if I want to take down that power plant, that very big, powerful power plant, they can't do a thing about it. It's like, take me. That's all they can do. And yet, if you read the New York Times or if you watch ABC fake news or NBC fake news, you'd say, it's a close battle. It's not a close battle. We've won this. This war has been won.
This is our president. And even someone like Mr. Big Willie, who is 100% behind President Trump, right or wrong, in this case, wrong, even Mr. Big Willie, I'm guessing, probably did a double take when he heard the president say we won. If we won, then where are all the parades for our returning troops? If we won, then why isn't the Strait of Hormuz open? If we won, why are we sending 2,500 Marines there to take over an island? Karg Island, Kargil, whatever the hell it's called. Why are all the ships still bottled up before getting to the Strait of Hormuz? I mean, it's just all unforced errors on the part of President Trump. All unforced errors. It's the damnedest thing. It really is. Let's see, I had one more thing here for you, I thought. Oh, false flag. Okay, here's the false flag thing. All right, let me just play this thing here for you. Because I'll do that after the break. All right. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5, also the River Talk Radio Network. We got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a bit. You can see the show. There's not much to see. In fact, there's damn little to see. But you can see it all right here. River Talk Facebook page. Share it if you will. God only knows why you'd want to. But if you want, you know, feel free. Dimitri Graffiti coming up real soon.